Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
We have a long tradition of celebrating big milestones and rituals in life, but one area of people's lives that is still a little bit taboo in terms of marking the event is divorce. So today, we're diving into a topic that's equal parts surprising, empowering, maybe even a little bit controversial: divorce parties. So most people are choosing to mark the end of a marriage, not with sorrow, but with celebration. And joining me to talk about this growing trend is someone who knows all about it. So Catherine Kivney, founder of divorceparty.ie. Catherine, thank you for coming on to chat with us about this. Divorce parties, like...
Thanks, Adam.
It's not something most people expect to hear about. Like, how did this idea even come about?
I know. It is when sometimes when I say to people that I have divorceparty.ie, I get the raised eyebrow. Really?
Really?
So look, I started, I organised hen parties. That's what I started doing 15 years ago. So okay. I owned the hen.ie and we were doing that for a few years. And then I had a girl booked to have her hen party booked with us. Mm-hmm. And a couple of months before the hen party, we got a phone call to say that the wedding was no longer going ahead. And I said, oh, yeah, no problem at all. We'll get everything cancelled down. Don't worry about it. And they're like, no. She's still going to go ahead with the party. It's just not going to be a hen party. I was like, sorry? And they were like, yeah, no, she just thinks that, you know, in a couple of months' time, she's going to want to get all dolled up and go out with her girls and just, you know, mark the occasion or whatever. So I thought this was, I'm all into positive thinking and everything, but my God, I thought this was just groundbreaking. And then a couple of months later, I had a girl ring and she was like, hi, do you do divorce parties? And I was like, yes, you do. We don't care what occasion mm-hmm. it is, we'll help you arrange it.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, then I realised that actually there are lots of people out there who want to mark the end of a relationship or a marriage, and they had nowhere to turn and nowhere to go. And it was very much seen as like a hush-hush, whisperous kind of thing. So that's when I started divorceparty.ie.
How do they actually work though? Like, is it anything goes?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same as any group of people going away for the weekend. It all depends on the person. You know, some people want to go away to a nice vacation house. Some people want to go to a hotel. Some people want to do a spa weekend. Some people want, you know, to do like a dance class. It all depends on the actual person. But at the end of it, you just have a group of people that's going away with someone to celebrate a milestone in their life, whether that's a hen party or a divorce party.
You know, when it comes to a divorce party, then like how long after the divorce has happened do you kind of see them starting to celebrate or come together?
Yeah, what we're seeing is that people are doing it when the papers are signed. You know, we had one woman who said that actually the papers were signed about 2 years and it took her until then, so we'll say 5 years after the end of the marriage, it took her until then to decide that she was strong enough and she was ready mm-hmm. to move on to the next chapter of her life. So, you know, it is a long process in Ireland between, you know, being married and then having the papers and starting that new step in your life.
Can I ask you, what is the most unusual or outlandish divorce party that you've organised so far?
let me see. Do you know what? I'm going to keep that as a secret because there's some crazy ones.
Really?
So most of them, one jumps to mind, but I'm going to keep it a secret just in case, you know, I don't want to be talking about anyone on the radio.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is it spans an awful lot of ideas. So if people have an idea and they come to you with it, you can possibly bring
exactly.
it to life.
Yeah. And like we work with like nearly every supplier of every activity that you can do in Ireland. So, but a lot of people choose to do things like that, you know, go away to a nice house, do a paint and sip activity, chat with your friends, you know, generally just a weekend away is what mm-hmm. people are opting for.
Have there been any men coming to you to hold divorce parties? Okay. Not yet.
No, not yet. No. And, you know, I do get that question quite a lot. And I do always say, it's hard enough to get men to organise a stag party or anything, like even just going down to the pub, never mind arrange a divorce party. And the other thing I think is, unfortunately in Ireland, I do think that there's a bit of a clap the lad on the back and just say, you're grand, plenty more fish in the sea, you know, move on. I think a lot of that goes on in Ireland. Whereas women, as I don't know, as a group of people, we tend to rally around our friends and, you know, say, okay, let's get your hair done, let's get, you know, a nice outfit and go out for the night and, you know, feel good about yourself. Whereas I don't think that men have that mentality.
Is it the women themselves that are divorcing or are coming to you for the organising of it, or is it their friends or maybe family members that want to organise it for them?
We've had a good few daughters arrange it for their mums. And I always think that that's just so lovely because it means that it's a, you know, it's like a family event and they're all, they want to just make her feel good. And, you know, I just think that's so nice. But we do have an awful, a majority of it is the actual divorcee arranging it.
So what I want to know, right, is do people ever invite their exes or maybe their in-laws? You know, because, I mean, people might still get on, it might be party on amicable terms. Do you ever see that happening?
Yeah, like we don't, you know, get the full details as to who everybody is, but I know there was one group and she had like 45 people at it. And like, I wouldn't even know 45 people that would want to come away every weekend with me. But fair play to her. And I was like, oh my God, that's a huge group of people. And they're like, yeah, but it's all the family. Like, it's everybody. Like, you know, her sister-in-laws and her mum-in-law, and you know, it was obviously, I was like, okay, that's great, well done you. But you know, not like a lot of the time you've built up these relationships with these people, and they're not just in-laws, they're your friends, they're your network, they've gone through everything with you over the 20 years, you know.
And I
do think that not all divorce ends badly, you know, with like, you know, like big arguments, and you know, sometimes it is amicable.
And like, just even you saying that, they're, if you know, it's your friends, your family, maybe your in-laws, they've also kind of gone through the divorce with you too, because you know, it's not just the people that often part ways, you know, there's a changing of the landscape for everybody as well around you too. Like, it's not like, even just listening to you there, my mind is going to, okay, it's not just about popping champagne and, you know, and kind of declaring that there's a new chapter of life. There is almost like an emotional healing element to it as well, that you are acknowledging that you're moving into a different stage or a different chapter as well.
Yeah, and like, it doesn't always have to be seen as like a celebration. It's just the marking of ending of something and the starting of something new is so nice. And I think there's something very cathartic in it. You know, like, through every element of life, you know, we have graduations, and we have, you know, graduations from college, graduations from school. You know, when you leave work, you have like a going away party. There's always something to mark the end and the beginning of something new. So I think it's only fitting that one of the biggest changes in your lives should be marked. You know, if it's something that you wanted to do, you know, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, because I know you've said as well before that like, marking a divorce isn't necessarily about invalidating the grief that can come with the end of what you thought was potentially forever. As you said, it's also about you being feeling empowered to move on to newer things and different aspects of your life. How many have you actually organised?
We did 10 last year, which was our busiest year. For the first few years, there wasn't an awful lot. I think it took a while for it to kind of build up a bit of momentum and a bit of kind of, oh, this is something that we can do. So, yeah, no, we did 10 last year. And, like, people are like, are you busy with it? Like, we did 1,300 hen parties. So, I mean, if we get to the point that we are arranging 1,300 divorce parties, I'll be very surprised.
Hopefully but, not. We don't want to see that many.
No,
we don't want to see
I
divorce.
I really hope not.
Yeah, because I actually...
I really hope not.
I was looking at it, and it was even saying that like divorce cases applied for in 2024 were down from 2023 and 2022. I think it was about a 10% reduction in the divorce cases over 2 years. It's kind of hard to believe that like divorce was legalized in Ireland like 30 years ago. It was back in 1995. So it's not a long time for people to be getting their heads around it. And obviously like, this is a new phenomenon as well. We're getting even texts in here. When I had a shop in Temple Bar, I used to have groups of English ladies dropping into my shop on a jolly weekend from the UK. They told me they were on a divorce party weekend. It was a new one for me. That comes in from Tom and Aidan as well. Yeah. Anna, I'm divorced and I can tell you it was the most heartbreaking experience of my life. A divorce party sounds incredibly cruel to me. That's Dan. And I suppose really, like we were just saying, it's not necessarily always a celebration. It's for people just to signify the end of something and the start of something else.
Exactly. And I think sometimes I do have a bit of back and forth in my head about the word party associated to it, but I just don't know what else to call it, you know.
Gathering doesn't really have the same ring to it.
No. But, you know, I think, it's, you know, to some people, celebrating or having a party about something that has been the most horrific and treacherous time in their lives might seem very disrespectful, or, you know, even the thought of that might be horrific to them. And I get that, and I understand it's not for everybody.
Do people say that to you, Catherine? I can imagine that not everyone is on board with the idea. Like, I mean, do you get those kind of reactions from people?
Yeah, I mean, obviously from our customers, we're dealing with people of that cross-section of society that are on board with it. But sometimes when I'm having a discussion with people who might only just get to know me or whatever, know what I'm doing, they'd be like, God, divorce party, I don't know if that's very appropriate. And I do have to explain to people that, you know, I understand it mightn't be appropriate for everybody. And we're not by any ways encouraging divorce. We're just
facilitating
the opportunity to celebrate if they wish to. Facilitating, exactly.
In your experience and obviously dealing with this, do you kind of think that there is nearly a cultural shift now in how we're viewing divorce than maybe there was before?
Yeah, and, you know, I do think that that is a good thing. Because, well, I don't know, I am kind of torn on it. Because, you know, years ago there was the, you have to stick with a marriage, you have to work through the hard times and all of that kind of thing. But, you know, and are we more of a society where we you know, choose divorce as opposed to sticking with things? But for me, I always look at the section of people who were in marriages that didn't work out for them. They had chosen the wrong partner for one reason or another. And isn't it lovely that we have the opportunity to those people have a second chance in life, and that they can move on and move forward and grow and excel in their own way without being stuck in something that wasn't for them and they've made a mistake and choose to move away from it.
Mm-hmm. And you will be there helping them every step of the way to design a party if they choose to have it, a coming together of people.
Exactly.
And to change a direction in their lives, or to move forward, knowing that a hard part of their life is actually over and that they've gone through, you know, which I'm sure is very challenging. So now that they're allowed to have a little bit of a dance or a spa or whatever it is that you do, that you organise, that you won't tell us live on radio. But Catherine is there if you do want to have any sort of divorce gatherings or parties or whatever you want to call it. Catherine, thank you so much for sharing your insights. And you all can find out more about parties on divorceparty.ie. Thanks, Catherine.